Nepal OK's penalty for delayed capacity resources read by an automated voice by Rich Hydorn Jr. The New England Power Pool Participants Committee last week approved new penalties for ISONE market participants that fail to cover their capacity supply obligations when a new resource is delayed. For delivery years before June 1, 2022, the monthly dollar per kilowatt month charge will be the higher of the capacity clearing price and the clearing price in any annual reconfiguration auction for that year. After June 1, 2022, the charge will be based on the outcome of a second run of the third ARA, using the unproven CSO quantities as a demand bid. The rule changes are designed to shift the responsibility for covering CSOs to participants, which ISONE says have the best information about projects' development schedule and potential delays. Market participants will still be compensated for their CSOs and continue to have pay-for-performance risk. The RTO said it was acting because of the time lag between its last critical path schedule, or CPS, meetings with participants in early January and the beginning of the capacity commitment period in June. Current rules require ISONE to assess a new resource's likelihood of meeting its CSO and submitting a demand bid if it is in doubt. The new rules will eliminate mandatory demand bids by the RTO for resources unable to satisfy all CPS milestones by the start of the delivery year. The monthly charge would apply unless the participant covers the shortfall through a bilateral contract or with a resource that was previously counted as a capacity resource. Previous resources can be used for up to 2 years. The changes were approved by voice vote after members rejected a proposal by SK Energy Resources and Trade to allow a 3-month grace period before applying the charge for each year between June 2019 and May 2022. SK proposal failed with a 47.77% vote in favor. For delivery years beginning in June 2022, the monthly charge rate for resources unable to meet their capacity supply obligations will be based on clearing prices in the third annual reconfiguration auction. A resource that submits and clears a demand bid in RA3 will pay P1. A resource that maintains their CSO and has unproven CSO quantities will pay the P2 rate, which will always be greater than or equal to P1. ISONE. The approval completed Phase I of ISO New England's two-phase review of rules governing late projects in the FCM. Phase 2 will take a broader look at the participation of new resources in the market, the RTO said. As of June 30, ISO New England said it had identified 26 resources representing almost 30 megawatts of unproven capacity, including almost 28 megawatts of demand capacity and 2.1 megawatts of generating capacity. Last month, ISO New England asked FERC to terminate the CSO of Invenergy's 485 megawatts Clear River Energy Center Unit 1 in Rhode Island because it will not be operating in time for the delivery year beginning June 1, 2019. ICR values for FCA 13. In a related matter, the Participants' Committee also approved, by a show of hands, a net installed capacity requirement of 33,770 megawatts for forward capacity auction 13 next year. In a separate vote, the committee also approved a 33,750 megawatts net ICR that will be used if FERC approves the termination of Clear River Unit 1 CSO. Net ICRs exclude the Hydro-Quebec Interconnection Capability Credit, or QIC, which members agreed to set at 969 megawatts. Including the QIC, ISONE projects a reserve margin of 19.3%. The committee also approved tariff changes on assumptions used in the ICR calculation. One revision will reduce from 1.5% to 1.0% the amount of load relief assumed from a 5% voltage reduction. A second revision changes the assumption used for the availability of peaking resources in the transmission security analysis from a deterministic derate factor to an equivalent forced outage rate demand for individual resources, based on their most recent 5-year average. 2019 budgets. In other action, the committee also endorsed the 2019 ISO New England operating and capital budgets. The operating budget is up $2.9 million from 2018, but down $1.4 million from the preliminary budget presented in August. Including true-ups, the revenue requirement for the operating budget will drop 3.5% from the amount projected to be collected in 2018. The capital budget is unchanged from 2018. The committee also endorsed the New England States Committee on Electricity's 2019 operating budget of $2.35 million, a $45,000 reduction from the 5-year pro forma projections endorsed by the committee in June 2017 and accepted by FERC. Energy Emergency Forecasting. Members unanimously approved changes to Operating Procedure 21 and its Appendix A to create an energy emergency forecasting and reporting process. It includes forecast alert thresholds, criteria for declaring energy alerts and energy emergencies, and related data collection provisions. ISONE said the changes are intended to improve market signals for incentivizing resource preparedness before winter 2018-19. The energy alert thresholds will be based on an assessment of fuel and emissions availability over the next 21 days of operation. Consent agenda. Approved as part of the consent agenda were conforming changes to ISO New England manuals on price responsive demand, pay for performance, real-time reserve designation and settlement rules and the forward capacity market, and revisions to provisions regarding deposits for participating in cluster transmission studies. Presentation on Labor Day event. ISO New England COO Vamsi Chattalavada gave a ISO NE prices top $2,400/MWh in Labor Day heat wave. Chattalavada said higher than forecasted temperatures and dew points, particularly in the afternoon of September 3rd, caused the RTO's load surge to peak at 22,956 megawatts, almost 2,400 megawatts above its load forecast. Underforecasts of temperatures and dew points resulted in an underforecast of load for ISO New England on Labor Day, September 3rd. ISO NE. During the 4 to 5 p.m. hour, the RTO fell 718 megawatts below the 24,775 net capability required, which includes operating reserves of 2,108 megawatts. The RTO purchased 150 megawatts from New Brunswick between 4:20 and 5:14 p.m. and 229 megawatts between 5:14 and 6.
New York ISO provided 251 megawatts from 5 to 5:30 and 150 megawatts from 5:30 to 6.
Real-time hub 5-minute LMPs range from $19.79 to $2,677.05/MWh for the day, with an average of $262.61. The real-time net commitment period compensation was the fifth highest for the year and the highest of the summer at $1.9 million, including $1.1 million in economic payments, $540,000 in dispatch lost opportunity costs and $210,000 in rapid response pricing opportunity costs. The high prices during the event will increase the peak energy rent adjustment by $7 million each month, for a total of $56 million. Through May 31, 2019, RTO officials said. The per adjustment is intended as a hedge for load and a tool to discourage capacity suppliers from creating price spikes through economic or physical withholding. The increased adjustment will affect generators, imports and active demand resources. Cell supply and passive demand resources are excluded. ISO New England is eliminating the per adjustment beginning June 1. The RTO says pay for performance and changes to the day-ahead energy market made the adjustment unnecessary beyond that date.